Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Go get, hallelujah, your blessing. Bless the Lord on today. Yeah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that has tuned in. Praise God to the revival. Hallelujah, that just won't stop. Praise God, hallelujah. We're going to keep rolling till the wheels fall off of this thing. Bless the Lord on today. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody who has tuned in. Hallelujah, this is the commanded Jewish, hallelujah, worldwide international fellowship, hallelujah, headed up by the apostle Eldon A. Curry. I'm your host, Elder Prevost. It's a blessing to be on the line. It's a blessing to be in the presence of being a blessing. It's a blessing to be in the presence of the saints on the day. And we thank each and every last one of you for tuning in with us on tonight. Hallelujah. I guarantee that you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight with a word. Hallelujah from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, right now we just want to thank you. We just want to thank you, Lord, for just being you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Just for being you all by yourself. Lord, we just want to magnify you tonight. We just want to praise you tonight. Hallelujah. We just want to glorify you all tonight. Lord, we came to hear a word from you. So our ears are open, hallelujah. Our hearts are perceptive to perceive the word of God on tonight. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord. And amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah on tonight. Once again, if you're just tuning in, this is the revival that just won't stop. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God, because this is the Comedic Jewish Worldwide International Fellowship, headed up by the Apostle Eldon A. Curry, based out of Long Beach, California. They are most definitely, hallelujah, the West Coast is most definitely in the house on today. Hallelujah, we thank God for them. Hallelujah, but we are representing across the country. Hallelujah, amen. We are worldwide. I'm in Texas. We got some in Louisiana, some in Georgia, some in Nevada, some in Florida, some in New Jersey, some in New York. Praise God. We trying to fit all 50 states. Hallelujah. Arkansas is in the house. Praise God. We trying to hit all 50 states. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in thus far. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time. And we want to come. Hallelujah. Amen. With our testimonies and prayer requests. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want to, hallelujah. We always start out with a scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to do Psalms 100. Praise God. Hallelujah. Out of the King James Bible. We read it every night. Hallelujah. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all of ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and holy word. I just want to look at the first part of verse 2 tonight, and that serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Serve the Lord with gladness. With everybody saying, I'm serving the Lord. Everybody saying, I'm doing the Lord's work. Everybody saying, I'm trying to do the will of God. But what is your attitude as you doing the will of God? Hallelujah, praise God, because the scripture is instructing us that when we serve the Lord, we are to do it with gladness. You are to be glad, hallelujah, to be doing what you're doing for the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. If you are usher and you cranky and your feet hurt and your back hurt, maybe the usher board ain't for you. Hallelujah, praise God, because you should be glad to be doing what you're doing for the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Sometimes we get ushered into positions, hallelujah, amen, that God never meant for us to be in. Sometimes you ought to ask yourself, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Or am I doing what somebody else want me to do? Hallelujah. Am I doing what God want me to do? Or am I doing what mama want me to do, what the pastor told me I need to do? Hallelujah. What my wife told me I need to do, what my husband told me, hallelujah, praise God. Are we serving God with gladness? Because if you ain't glad to be doing what you're doing, hallelujah, praise God, maybe you might be serving God in the wrong capacity. Hallelujah. Maybe God got a different calling than what you're trying to do. Hallelujah. Everybody ain't called to preach. Everybody ain't called to teach. Everybody ain't called to sing. Everybody ain't called to be a usher. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Everybody ain't called to be a deacon. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why it's called the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Because the body has many members. Hallelujah. Christ is the head. Hallelujah. Praise God. You might be an arm, a finger, a toe, a leg, a knee, but you got to be glad to be whatever position, hallelujah, that God calls you to be in his body. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the next time we say we serve in God, hallelujah, we need to ask ourselves, praise God, if I'm not glad, hallelujah, am I really doing what God wants me to do? Praise God. Hallelujah. And overall, we need to have an attitude of gratitude when it comes, hallelujah, to serving the Lord. We need to be grateful for the position that he puts us in. Hallelujah, the position that he wants us to be in. Hallelujah. We need to be grateful for each and everything the Lord gives us and each and every way that he gives it to us. Hallelujah. So but when we come before the throne of grace tonight, come with that attitude. That attitude, hallelujah, of gratitude. Praise the Lord on tonight. I'm going to open up the phone lines at this time. Praise God. We want some hot, fiery testimonies, and we want them prayer requests so we can lay them on the throne. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. Amen. If you're out there on YouTube, if you're out there on Facebook, call the number on your screen. Hallelujah. We will pray for you live on the line right now. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Will there be one? The phone lines are open at this time. Hallelujah. Brother Bobby, praise God. I don't know if we lost if the phone was on mute by accident, praise God, but we thank God.
Yeah,
we thank Brother Bobby. Amen. We thank Brother Bobby for that song on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any more testimonies on tonight? Hallelujah. On the goodness of the Lord.
I'm just down to, I thank the Lord for waking me up, showing me up on a brand new day. I thank the Lord for watching over me throughout this day, taking care of me and my family and friends. I ask the Lord to continue to bless us and to keep us and to guide us and show us the right way to go. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to thank God for one more night. I want to thank God for being here. I want to thank God for Brother Editor, Brother Andre. I just want to thank God for you all.
Pastor Hilden A. Curry out of Long Beach, California. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all for supporting me. In my life,
God.
I just thank God for you all.
Amen.
I'm praying that the Lord will bless you all tonight. I hope y'all have a good time tonight. I hope Pastor had a close because it's hard tonight. Thank God for the other preachers that preached last night. They watch and pray. better watch and pray. So Lord will bless us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to thank God for blessing me tonight. You know, I'm on the prayer line and listen to y'all praise and get testimonials and study the word. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning, starting for a new day. I want to thank my brother-in-law, Jelani, my sister, Sean, Kimmy, my niece, Ayla, and Bria. I want to thank him for letting me meet Elton Curry and Andre and Yolanda and Bobby and Kathleen and many, many more. So many more people come online.
Amen.
Amen. I
want
to thank him for Jesus' name. I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Brother Brian on the night. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any more testimonies on the goodness of the Lord on tonight? Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Praise God, mother.
Praise God, mother. Praise the Lord, mother.
Thank you for waking me up this morning, bringing me into another day, giving me a chance and another opportunity to get it right in his sight and to be in his presence. I thank God for where he brought me to from and where he's taking me to. I thank God because he's God all by himself. He's I am. I want you all to pray my strength in the Lord. Pray for my family and my loved one and my friends and my neighbors. Pray for the whole world around the globe, young men and young women everywhere, that they may be saved. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen, Mother. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Mother Alberta on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any more testimonies on the night? Hallelujah.
I have one. I have a testimony. I want to thank God for being with me on the highway today that I have to drive out of town to go handle some business with my parents, and I'm house debt. My nephew and I'm did put a fine on that house for $1,210. So I had to go for that today where it made me felt like I was alone, but God was with me through it all. You know, it made me felt like I needed to just fall in daddy's arms and just stay there. But I know you're not deaf, and I know I had to trust my Heavenly Father that he was going with me through all that I'm going through. Is just a test, I keep telling myself. It's just a test. It's just a test. And thank God for Pastor Corey and the other pastors. You know, sometimes people get on the line and they act like that didn't been out in the club all night drinking. You know, it looks like it's not giving God the glory the way they're supposed to give it to him. But God is real and he's tired. You know, look like the building has fell down in Florida. You know, God talking and people don't hear him hollering. You know? And, you know, I don't want to play church. I just want to be a part of the church. I don't want to play church because you don't need to come on the line with all the craziness and stuff. We're supposed to be entering into a holy ground.
Yes, Mother. Come on, Mother.
Because I need to be up underneath the covering of a holy, holy situation.
Yes.
And some people get mad when you tell the truth, but they say tell the truth and shame the devil.
Come on here, somebody.
The truth will set you free.
Yes, it will.
Then we wonder why we going through what we going through. I don't want to be a part of your bad doing.
Amen.
If there's a problem, y'all pray for me, because that's just the way I feel. You know?
Amen.
Because God said the whole world is his, but we don't have to play games with it. And this week been a week I cannot explain all the stuff that I'm going through. And then people use other people's names to pretend that they're somebody. And when you really find out, they're somebody else. So we ain't got time to play church.
Amen. Amen,
amen,
amen, amen. I know that's right, mother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Playtime is over. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody want to talk about they grown. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. Act like you're grown. Hallelujah. Praise
amen.
God. Put the big
that part right there. That part right there.
Can I say it like this? Put the big boy, put the big boy and big girl drawers on. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. That's
praise
the way my
God.
Daddy and mama used to say. If you want to play with Hallelujah. The big dogs, you gotta ride like they ride.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank God
praise
for you,
one time. Jesus is on the line.
Amen.
But, thank God. I want to thank the Lord for blessing my travel to visit my sister, Alberta. And I want to thank him for blessing my trip on the way back. I want to
Amen.
Thank him for blessing me while I'm here. And I want y'all to pray my strength in the Lord and pray for my son Maurice and my son Sean Inakiva. And I just ask that the Lord would take and change their mind, give them a mind to serve him and him only. I ask this
Amen.
In Jesus' name, and y'all pray for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Did I say your name?
Oh, Rosie Delaney.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Yes,
I will bless
Lord.
The Lord at all times. And his
yes,
praise
Lord.
Shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, but
yes,
his mercy.
Lord.
Oh, but his mercy. Oh, but his mercy. And I thank God for being here tonight. I thank God for this prayer line. That
thank you.
Since I've been this prayer line and being able to get on and before you go to bed, you just sleep a little bit better. And I just thank God for the saints.
Amen.
I thank God for every word. And, you know, we've got to continue to put on that thick skin because everything we're not supposed to get offended over, we better listen to what the Lord has to tell us. Mother,
Amen.
I hear you back there. Yeah, Mother, I hear you. It ain't no time to be playing no church. You
Amen.
Know? And time, it's like a clock. You know,
it's ticking.
Mm-hmm. And it's going fast. So we just better get on that morning train, that early morning train.
Amen.
And just love on each other and just when we need correction with each other, ain't no time to be getting mad and all that old stuff. We just
right.
sit back and listen. Because I'd rather get a beating right here on this line than a beating from God.
Yeah, my business.
Come on, woman.
I said yesterday when I was riding, yeah, my business.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you. So God bless everybody. I know that it's going to be a good word tonight.
Amen. I got to share this since she said what she said. I was driving along by myself. Not really by myself. God was with me because I don't never go nowhere by myself without him, because he said when I go, he'll go with me. And I was just saying, Lord, all the stuff these people do to you to make you think you in hell, you will live here, get angry, and die and go to hell. You know God don't want that for us. God is a good God. So we can't get mad when they do what they do, because that's what they're programmed to do. To make us look like we ain't got no hope, and all hope is in Christ Jesus. You know, I wanted to cry because they did stuff, But God had to show me, you ain't got to cry, because I shed all the tears for you. When I went to Calvary, I went with a made-up mind just for you. He said, that is personal. Everybody that's on this line, God did something personal for you. And all of us cry, all of us going through something. They got people losing their life every day, and we complain. People trying to survive, and people killing themselves on drugs and stuff, doing all kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. People fighting for their life. And the man that's out there can do good, killing themselves with the drugs and the alcohol. And then they pretend that they ain't doing nothing. God's tired of that mess. We wonder why the church is closed, and why it is closed, and why that closed. God died. He died.
Amen. Amen, Mother. Yes, he is. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Brother Andre.
Yes, sir.
Did I call your name tonight?
Yes, sir, you did.
Okay. I want to make sure I called, recognize you too. So.
Oh, okay. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Thank you. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies, praise God, before we, hallelujah, break the bread of life on tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, let's go to the throne of grace. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, on tonight, Lord, just for allowing us to be in your presence. For you said in your word, when two or more are gathered in your name, that you will be in the midst. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for being in the midst on tonight. You have heard all of your testimonies that have gone before your throne. Hallelujah. How much we love you. How much we appreciate you. How much we adore you, Lord. How much we magnify you. How much we lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. Not because of what you've done. Hallelujah. But simply because of who you are. Hallelujah. You are the Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are the one who sits on the throne. You are the one who is in control. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we lift you up because your word is to be praised. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch the man of God on tonight. Touch him, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Allow his anointing to flow freely from his lips of clay on tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you are about to drop in our spirits on tonight. Our ears are open, Lord, and we are receptive to receive your word. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise God. Can we give the Lord some praise? Hallelujah. Because he's worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's worthy.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise
yes,
you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Getting ready to
hallelujah.
Come forth and bring forth the word.
Hallelujah.
Getting ready
thank
to
you.
Come forth and break the bread of life on tonight. Hallelujah. He is. Hallelujah. He really needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
He is the leader. Hallelujah. Amen. Of the Comedic Jewish Worldwide International Fellowship. Hallelujah, based out of Long Beach, California, the West Coast is most definitely in the house on tonight. Hallelujah, praise God. But it's worldwide. Hallelujah, amen. And the leader of this worldwide international fellowship is none other than our very own Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Immediately following this election, praise God, hallelujah. You will be in the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. How many of you know something has got to break. Hallelujah.
I'm gonna do it right now. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Something has to break to the hallelujah, glory to God. Come on and give him the praise. Come on and give him the praise. It's breaking.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Whatever it is, I'm believing that it is broken. It is broken. Somebody give him a praise.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you.
Praise God, it's breaking. Hallelujah. Whatever the enemy thought he had on you, it is broken.
Praise you.
We bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. How many know that the victory is in your praise? How many of you know that when you praise God, that is the sign,
the
victory is in the camp. And tonight, amen, I'm believing by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost that whatever it is broken out of your life today, Somebody give him a praise,
Praise you, Lord.
The woman of God says something had to break. Hallelujah. Something has to break. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is in control. Amen. He's in charge. Hallelujah. How many know that when the Holy Spirit comes, that something has to break? Nothing can be the same. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Come with me right quickly to Isaiah 10:27. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 10:27. Yes, Brother Bob. Hey, Shatanabosanabosando. No more, Rababoboko Yarabaha. It is broken. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, today it is broken. Today, amen, it had to break off me. Hallelujah. Whatever the enemy was trying to do. Hallelujah. It is broken in the name of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Nabosando. Isaiah 10:27. We get there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody there, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Woo! I feel victory in the camp, y'all. Amen. I feel deliverance in the camp. I feel healing in the camp. Hallelujah. I feel the day to somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You getting ready to walk in your deliverance. Walk in your healing. Walk in your victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah. I felt that one.
Yeah.
Isaiah 10:27.
And the word of the Lord reads. It says that in that day, in what day? In the day that God reveals his anointing to you. When the anointing of God becomes visible to you, amen, and you begin to see the anointing like you've never seen him before. The anointing child of God, the anointing child of God is the visible presence of God. That's when the invisible God becomes visible and you begin to see him in his glory. You begin to see him in his power. He begins to open up your vision and he begins to uncover himself. Hallelujah. And you begin to see him like you've never seen him before. And in that day that God reveals himself to you, amen, his burden will be lifted from off of your shoulders. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to share something with you tonight, child of God. The burden that we have is not ours. It's the enemy.
All right now.
But see, in the day that God begins to reveal himself to you,
amen,
then the enemy can no more put his burden on you.
Amen.
The Lord takes off the burden of the enemy and put it back on him where it belongs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, you know that God don't want us burdened down. God don't want us weighed down. Devil, take your mess. Amen. This ain't mine. This belongs to you. And in the day that the anointing of God reveals himself, then something has to break. It can no longer remain the same. His burden will be lifted from off your shoulders. Come on here, somebody. The first place you're going to feel the anointing is in your shoulders. Hallelujah. Your shoulders is going to feel lighter. Your shoulders are going to feel different. Why? Because God has said, I've lifted that thing off of you. Hey, God, hallelujah. He says, now your shoulders, hallelujah, are now weighted down. Now you can do the things that I've called you to do because you no longer have anything on your shoulders that is hindering you or that is stopping you from walking in the blessing that I have.
Amen. 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 I think we're going to have to pray, Pastor. Yes, sir.
You are the last party in the conference.
I think the pastor phone hung up. Give us a second. There you go. There you go. I think.
Yes. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, you ain't nobody mad but the devil, but he can't stop this right here. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because he knows that his power is being broken off your life. He mad over Sando, but all the saints of God are glad. God is saying rejoice. Why? Because it is broken. Somebody give God a
shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor right quickly. Say, neighbor, give the devil his burden back. Don't be carrying that that don't belong to you. Hallelujah. Tell him. Say, neighbor, give the devil back his burden. You ain't got no business carrying nothing that don't belong to you. I'll be giving his poverty back. Give him his poverty back. Glory to God. Give him his sickness back. Hallelujah. Give him his bondage back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell him that don't belong to you, neighbor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in that day, his burden will be lifted from your shoulders. And his yoke from off of your neck. Hallelujah. Hey, Babu Kuyarapaha. His yoke. Not your yoke. His yoke. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
What did Yahshua say to us? He said, his burden are what? Are easy. Amen. His burdens are light and his yoke is easy. So if the burden ain't light, it ain't coming from him. Because whatever burden we got to carry, it's going to be a light burden. Hallelujah.
Hey,
God, I hear you, Lord. That's why he said, child of God, he would not put no more on us than we can bear. How many know God knows how much we can bear? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how many know that God don't want us weighted down? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God don't want us to be stressed out. Come on here, somebody. God don't want us to be out of our mind, amen, trying to figure out things. God is saying, no, that's not me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why he tells us to give the enemy back his burden. Because when we walk in the anointing of God is not going to allow us to be burdened down.
Amen.
He's not going to allow the enemy's yoke, hallelujah, to be on our neck. How many know that if the yoke is on your neck, the enemy yoke is on your neck, you can't move your neck. And without the neck, the head can't move. Come on here, somebody. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, y'all, that catch what the Holy Ghost just said. He said, if the yoke is heavy, then how can the neck move? Because the head can't move without the what? Neck. It needs the neck to move.
Amen.
That's why Yahshua tell us to be not unequally yoked. So we got to watch who try to yoke up with us in this hour.
Amen.
Amen.
Because when you yoke up with the wrong person, they become a what? A weight on you.
A weight.
And you can't move like you want to because you got dead weight. How many know that dead weight is the most heaviest weight you can have? Glory to God. Why? Because ain't no life in it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And you should be dead weight, no joke.
Yeah, that's
and when you got dead weight on you, ain't nothing you can do with it. Glory to God, but throw it off you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
you got to throw it off you. And how many know that when we have the anointing on us and in us, that he will separate us from any yoke of the enemy? Come on here, somebody. Then he says, his yoke from off your neck, his yoke, not your yoke, his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke will be broken. I like the old King James. Can somebody please read me the old King James right now? Who got the old King James version?
You are the last.
Can somebody read it for me right quickly? Do anybody got the old King James?
Yeah, what are you asking to read? I'm sorry.
Isaiah 10:27.
Okay, just a minute. I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Okay, daughter. Okay. But I like the translation because it reads more powerfully to me. Because broken is something that can be put back together if it's broken.
Yes.
But when something is destroyed, it can't be put back together.
All right.
And in the old King James, it says, and the yoke shall be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight we're thanking God for the yoke destroying anointing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Read that for me, daughter, right quickly.
Okay. All right. The old King James, Isaiah 10:27 reads, and it shall come to pass in that day.
Yeah, yeah, wait, right there. And it shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass. That means that it's surely going to happen. It shall come to pass. God ordained this night. Oh, speak, Holy Ghost. He ordained this night for you to be free from the enemy's burdens and the enemy's yoke. He ordained this night.
Hallelujah.
That no more would the enemy be able to put his mess on us. I wish somebody would give God a praise right there. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And it shall come to pass in that day. What day? This day. Come on here, somebody. This day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This day is the day that he set aside for us not to be burdened down no more and be connected to the enemy. I wish somebody would get happy in the Holy Ghost. Your yoke is being destroyed. Your burdens is being removed. Your shoulders are going to feel better. Your neck is going to feel better. You're going to be able to move like you need. God is saying it's already done. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Praise you.
Praise you, Lord. I feel better. So much better. Since I laid my burden down. Hello, somebody. I do feel better. I feel better because the enemy can no longer put his burdens on me. I am free because who the Son set free is free indeed. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Okay, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from thy shoulder.
Yes, his burden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The devil's burden. Come on here, somebody. We've been carrying the devil's burden, and he's been trying to make us think that we're supposed to carry his burden. No, you carry your own burden. That's your burden, honey. That's not my burden. God came to set me free. So if he came to set me free, why should I be bound with your burden? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
So God says in the day that the anointing of God reveals himself to us. Hallelujah. We're in that time right now. Right now. The anointing is when the invisible God becomes visible. Then you see God in his totality. You see God in his glory. You see God in his power. You see God in his holiness.
Hallelujah.
And when he reveals himself to you, amen, when the invisible God becomes visible, that's when you know that you've had a revelation from the anointing. Hallelujah. Peter had the revelation. Amen. When Yahshua was asked to say, who do men say that I am? But then he said, who do you say that I am? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you see me? And then Peter answered, said, thou art the Christ. Thou art the anointed. Hallelujah. Son of the living God. How many know that only the Father can give you that revelation?
Amen.
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 So Yahshua said, because the Father gave you that, now I can build on you to draw my people in. I'm going to come back to that because the Lord will share with me the formula, the real biblical formula for the law of attraction. Hallelujah. But right now, I just want to finish this here with the yoke destroying anointing. Why? Because yokes are being destroyed tonight. Burdens are being removed. How many of you can feel your burden lifting? His burden lifting from off your neck.
Yes.
From off your shoulders. How many of you can say that your shoulders feel better right now? Hallelujah. Why? Because you gave the devil back his burden. Come on here, somebody. The Lord took that burden off your shoulder. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep on reading, daughter.
Amen. And his yoke from off thy neck.
His yoke. Not our yoke. His yoke. That's why Yahshua tell us, be not unequally yoked. Then I'm hearing the scripture say, be not entangled again with the word yoke abundance. Hallelujah. So Yahshua tell us, once I set you free from the yoke, don't go back to it. Come on here, somebody. Be not entangled. How many know when you entangle yourself that you wrap yourself up in it? Hallelujah. Yes, you say, I got you out of that before. Don't you go back in there. Hallelujah. Don't you entangle yourself in that yoke again. Wherein the anointing has what? Set you free. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, hallelujah.
How many know that God don't set us free for us to go back into bondage? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord said, once I set you free, stay free. Come on here, somebody.
Yes. All right, Lord.
Come on.
All right.
That's why God said, watch your affiliations. Watch who want to, why you want to connect with me. What's your reason? How about Sunday, double Sunday? Hallelujah. Because some people, the enemy said, to try to drain you. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't hear me tonight. Yeah. Hear what the Holy Ghost saying. He sent people to get you off focus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then he sent some people to try to weigh you down. Come on here, somebody. And then he tried to send now. Some people to make you doubt what God has given you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. But how many know that you got to push that disconnect button? Come on, hallelujah.
Amen.
You have a spiritual disconnect button. Amen. And when you sense anything that ain't God, beep, hit that spiritual disconnect button. I'm sorry. Beep. I can't talk. Beep. Can't talk with you right now. Amen. You'll hear that button? Beep. That's a disconnect button. Hallelujah. And I feel something ain't right in your spirit. Beep. That's a disconnect button. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you better know how to hit that button. So I disconnect. Go ahead and God. Amen. The Father tell us, hallelujah, to disconnect. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I don't want to hurt so-and-so feeling. You better do what the Lord said. Disconnect. Hit that button. Why? Because if we don't, glory to God, then that's a door for the enemy to use to entangle us again with that what? Yoke of bondage. Come on here, somebody. To try to put that burden back on our shoulder. No, devil. Use a lie. Take your mess on, glory to God. Hallelujah! Because I'm free indeed. Amen. The Bible says who the Son set free is what? Free indeed. Man, hallelujah. Keep on reading, daughter. Hallelujah.
Amen. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing.
Yeah. Notice what it said. And the yoke shall be destroyed. In other words, God is going to totally destroy that thing. It will no longer exist. See, when something is destroyed, that means that it no longer exists. Somebody give God a praise. God says, the anointing that's on your life is getting ready to destroy everything that's not like him.
Hallelujah.
That's the job of the anointing. Come on here, somebody. But now in my translation, it says, because you have grown so fat. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, that word fat, now this is where fat has a good meaning. Yeah. That word fat has to do but it has made you so prosperous and so wealthy that the enemy cannot put his burden or his yoke on you. Because God has prospered you to the degree that you're so big that the enemy can't touch you now. I wish somebody would praise him right there.
Amen.
That's why God is saying, I want you to prosper even as your soul prosper, because the more you prosper and get fat, the harder it is for the enemy to get at you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So we can read it like this. The yoke will be destroyed because of the presence of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 So what are the three ways that we can make the anointing more fatter in our life? Hallelujah. We can make him more fatter through our prayer life. That's why the enemy don't want us to pray. Because when we get in prayer and we pray, then he no longer have access. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then God can impart to us the things that we need. And in that communion, amen, it delivers us from him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I wish somebody would give God praise right there. So you know why the enemy trying to fight your prayer life? It's because he know when you get in prayer that the anointing of God gets fatter in your life. When you get in prayer, God begins to impart things to you that the enemy can't even begin to sabotage or even mess with. Amen. In other words, when we get in prayer, we start talking to God, then the enemy can't hear our conversation. I wish somebody would give God a praise. Tell somebody, say, my anointing is about to get better after tonight. Hallelujah.
About to get better after tonight, baby.
Amen. It's about to get more fatter. Glory to God. I'm going to get more fatter in the spirit tonight. Glory to God, because I'm going to turn my prayer life up. Come on here, somebody. When I get through praying, amen, I won't feel no burden. When I get through praying, I won't have no yoke on me. When I get through praying, hallelujah, I'll be able to worship him like I need to. Somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, I feel my shoulders getting lighter. I feel my neck. Hallelujah. I'm able to move it now like I was. I wasn't able to move it like this before, but I feel my neck coming back to me. Hallelujah. I feel the movement coming back. Hallelujah. And how many know that when the neck start moving, the head start moving? Hallelujah to his great name
amen.
Tonight. Hallelujah. Another way, amen, that we can make the anointing of God fatter in our life. It's through praise. Come on here, somebody. So the more I praise God, the more the anointing of God is able to get more fatter in my life. Glory to God. So when I turn my praise life up, glory to God, ain't nothing the devil can do with me. And because the anointing of God then becomes bigger in my life, when somebody would give God a praise, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Thank you for the anointing.
Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, turn up your prayer life. Turn up your praise life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You got to have the three lives to live. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to have these three lives in order to live. Come on here, somebody. But the anointing needed because it feeds off of this. Come on here, somebody. The anointing feed off our prayer life. The anointing feed off our praise life. Now, the last life is the worship life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I got to have a worship life. Hallelujah. The anointing said, I get real fat. Hallelujah. When you get in the worship, glory to God, because I show up. I show up in ways, glory to God, that the enemy can't stop. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says that God don't hear sinners. But if any man be a worshiper, come on here, somebody. God hears him, glory to God. So you know what?
Yeah.
Amen. When you become a worshiper, it don't matter what you hear, because if you worship me, I'll bring you out. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey! All I need is a worship life, glory to God. If I worship God, he's going to bring me out, neighbor. If I worship God, the burden can't stay on me. If I worship God, hallelujah, the yoke can't be around my neck. It got to go. He got to go. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Tell somebody right now, say, neighbor, I feel my anointing. He's like getting better right now, neighbor. I feel my anointing. Hey, he's getting more better, neighbor. Hallelujah. He's getting more better, neighbor. So I believe I feed him some more since he's getting better. I believe I praise God some more because the anointing of my life is getting more bigger, the more I praise him. So somebody give him a praise right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God, hallelujah.
You are God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me tell you something.
Thank you.
God shared something with me. Says, I want to share it with you. I want you to get this all in your spirit while the anointing of God is moving the way he's moving right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. He's doing something awesome for somebody right now. Somebody getting free in your spirit. Hallelujah. Somebody getting free in your spirit. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah to God. Let me show you what the Lord shared with me. He said, I'm going to show you the biblical law of attraction. Here's what he told me in prayer. He said, everything is drawn to you. Every spirit is drawn by your energy. I want you to hear me well tonight, child of God. Catch this in the Holy Ghost. He said, every spirit that come up to you is drawn to you or is not drawn to you by the energy that come out of you.
Amen.
Amen. Stay with me tonight. We going somewhere. I promise you. John 12:32. Well, Yahshua was saying, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. He was talking about his death. Because they couldn't see him until he was lifted up as an offer. When they put the tree in the ground with him being nailed to it, he became an offering unto God. And that's when the Roman soldiers begin to see who he really was. Because they all knew. They saw him in his glory. They said, this must be the Son of God. But it took him to be offered up for them to see his true identity. What are you saying, Apostle, tonight? I'm saying this. This is what the Holy Spirit told me. He said, the reason why you drawing people to you is because of how you lifted me. Oh, y'all ain't. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. The Lord said the reason why people are coming is because of how high you lifted me. He said, you lift and I'll drop. I don't know if anybody caught that. He said, if you lift me, I'll drop.
Hallelujah.
You do the lifting, I'll do the drop.
Hallelujah.
And he said, whatever you need will come if you lift me high enough. Oh, God, I feel like shouting. Hallelujah. He said, don't lift nothing that ain't me. He said, just lift me up. If you lift me up, then I'll draw the thing that you need. It will come to you. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many have caught what the Holy Ghost has just said just now?
I did.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So God is saying we need to turn up our praises because our praise is how we lift him. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because our praise identifies the thing that we want to come to us. Come on here, somebody. God is that thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We praise in him because he is the very thing we desire. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, he's already told us, he said, am I not the I am God? Hallelujah. I am that I am. Think about it. He says, I am that I am.
Amen.
He said, whatever you desire, it, I am that.
Amen.
See, we're trying to separate the thing from God, but God said, no, don't separate the thing from me because I am that thing that you want.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, beloved. Catch that in the Holy Ghost. He said, what you desire is actually me.
Amen.
And the word became flesh and dwelled among us. The word became flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
So God has said, if you will lift me high enough, then you will cause me to come to you and become the thing that you've been desiring. He said, you've been trying to separate the thing from me, but God says, no, I am that I am that I am that I am. Glory
yes.
to God. I am
Hallelujah.
The I am the healing you want. I am the prosperity you want. If you believe in God for a spouse, God says, I am what you under the book of the Rabba Sando. If you lift him, if we lift him high enough, God is saying what you need will come. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody lift him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, somebody lift him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Saint, let me tell you something. We're going to have to get out of this nice little cute church praise that we got. That's cute. But God said, but you know in your heart you really want to let go. And see, we've been in places that we ain't been able to let go because people look at you crazy when you let go. But see, they don't know the hell you done been through. They don't know the persecution that you done been through. They don't know the sleepless nights you done been through. They don't know how you wanted to commit suicide and God wouldn't let you. And they don't know how you almost lost your mind and God kept it together. Somebody, God allowed you to lose your mind and gave it back to you. They don't know.
Hallelujah.
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 Hey, and why they want to look crazy, they need to be praising God they self. When they looking at you, they need to be praising. Praise them for yourself.
Hallelujah.
While you looking at me, glory to God. I'm not here to impress you. I'm here to get in the presence of the Lord. Oh, I wish somebody give him a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Speak, Holy Ghost. Speak.
Hallelujah.
That's why God took us out of the churches. Hallelujah. Why? Because God says, I need you to praise me without any restrictions. Come on here, somebody. Amen. How many know that people get nervous when you really start praising God for real? How many of you know that church folks don't like real folks? I wish somebody would help me praise them tonight. God is saying, yeah, I had to set you free. Why did he set the children of Israel free? Why did he take them out of Egypt, child of God? So that they could serve him, glory to God. They couldn't serve him in abundance. So God says, I set you free, hallelujah, so you wouldn't be bound, glory to God. And now when I set you free, glory to God, go ahead and worship me and love me and adore me, hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody give them a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
If I be lifted, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
People trying to lift everything else up, but God said, who going to lift me up? Glory to God. Hallelujah. People lifting the virus up more than God. People lifting up man more than God, but God says, who's going to lift me up in this hour? God said, I need to be lifted up, because if you lift me, I'm going to draw. Whatever you need, it's going to come to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody right now wondering, well, Lord, why ain't my blessing came like I wanted to? God said, because you ain't lift me high enough. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise.
That's why we got to take the shame off. Can't be no shame in the game, neighbor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me say it like we say it in the world. Ain't no shame in my game. Hallelujah. In other words,
hallelujah.
I'm before you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't got nothing to hide out of my thunder. Hallelujah. I ain't got nothing to hide, neighbor. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Hear somebody say, neighbor, I ain't got nothing to hide. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My praise and my worship and my prayer life. It's for real, Roboco, Yarabasan. Can I serve a real God?
Thank
come
you,
on,
Lord.
Somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Somebody praise
thank
for
you.
Being a real God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank
somebody
you.
Give
God
praise
glory.
For being a real
thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah.
God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you, great
Lord.
I am. Thank you.
Hey, Shababuku, Jarabasando.
Thank you. Thank you, great I am. Thank you. Thank you, great I am. Thank you.
Now is the time to be lifted up. Now is the time for
thank
us to lift him up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants us to lift
you.
Him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Don't you know everybody can't lift God up? Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God says,
goodness, your mercy. Thank you.
Hey, Shabobo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Come on, saints, lift him up right now. Glory to God. Whatever you want, it, whatever you need for God to do, God says, if we praise him.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My question tonight to y'all is how high can you lift?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
How high can you lift it?
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
How high can you lift it? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, glory to God.
Thank you.
If we lift him high enough, somebody will get saved tonight. If we lift him high enough, amen, somebody will get delivered from drugs and smoking tonight. If we lift him high enough under the Boko Yarabaha, somebody will receive the Holy Ghost. If we lift him high enough, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Backsliders make decide to change their mind and come back to God tonight. Hallelujah. Ha ha, I say we lift him
over there. Hallelujah.
I hear the Lord saying to somebody tonight, he's saying push. 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 That word push means pray until something happens. Push. Somebody needs to push tonight. Hallelujah. Push. Push. Pray until something happens. Pray until something happens. Pray until something happens. Push abando boku darabasando. Push abosanda darabasando. Until your children get saved. Push until God do something in your household. Push. Until God do something with your spouse. Push. Until every demon in hell got to loose your household. Got to loose our box. God said push.
Hallelujah.
Hey. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Push.
Thank you, Lord.
Push until something breaks. Push until you hear it break. Push. Push for his name. Push. Push. Can you get that assurance in your spirit? Can you get that it is gone in your spirit? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Things are breaking right now, child of God. Things are breaking right now in the spirit realm. Hey, Bobo Kota da Bastando.
King of kings.
Hey, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. King of kings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh my God. Hey, Chata Loboko, get up out.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God, I'm a Loboko, get up out.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It's breaking.
Hallelujah.
It's broken. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for doing it, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, my God.
Thank you, Lord. The God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I just hear the word release. I just hear the word, it's been released. Hello,
thank you, Lord. No one like you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I will say release. Release the word release is in the atmosphere right now, Holly. Wherever you are, I just hear the Lord saying release. It's been released. The blessing has been released. The miracle has been released. Hey, it's been released. The healing has been released.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hey, I hear the word release now. I hear the word release. It's been released. It's been released, y'all.
Somebody give God a praise right now. Somebody give God a praise offering right now. Hallelujah. It's been released.
Break, tear down every lie, set the wrong thing right. Cause when you have your way, something has to break. Something has to break. Right now in your name, something has to break. Something has to do.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you is feeling the presence of God on you right now? Hallelujah. How many of you is feeling the power of God on you right now? Hallelujah. How many of you know that the enemy's powers have been broken off your life tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know that it has been broken? Come on and give God a praise. Come on, give him a praise, beloved. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By the anointing of God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Something has to break. Praise God. Hallelujah. Something has to break. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Something. Hallelujah, has got to break. Hallelujah. He's breaking that yoke. Hallelujah. You see, some of us didn't even know we was yoked up for something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm. But the Lord say, hey, man, he's breaking that yoke. When the man of God was preaching, the Lord said, that's why I said my yoke is easy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. See, you yoked up to the devil, and you don't even know you yoked up to the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Lord said, I'm trying to break that yoke. Hallelujah. So you can be yoked up with me. My yoke is easy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, thank the Lord for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. How many of you are tired of carrying the enemy's burden on your shoulders? Hallelujah. Praise God. The enemy, he's the biggest liar and manipulator. Hallelujah. He has tricked us into thinking that the burden that we carry is out. Hallelujah. When the man of God read the word tonight, and the word said that the burden that we carry in is his, and God is trying to lift that burden out of us. Hallelujah. He said, cast your cares on me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, why, Lord? Because I care for you. Lord, have mercy. Ain't you glad tonight that the Lord cares for you? Hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't you glad tonight that he's breaking, hallelujah, yokes? Hallelujah. Through the anointing. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's been broken. Hallelujah. It's been broken. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the man of God on today. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you continue to strengthen the man of God, that you continue filling him up with your word, continue filling him up with your knowledge, continue filling him up with your wisdom, continue filling him up with your virtue, Lord. Continue leading and guiding him, Lord, in the direction that you want him to go. Hallelujah, Lord. Continue to allow his anointing to freely flow, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance. Hallelujah for everything that you're doing in his life, everything you're doing in the ministry. Hallelujah, Lord, and we just praise in your name. Lord, we thank you for breaking that yoke on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for releasing us from the bondages of the enemy. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are free indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was just thinking to myself, it don't make sense for this much anointing to be on the line between people who are in different places of the country. And it ain't this much anointing in a room on Sunday. Hallelujah, with 1,000 people in the room. Hallelujah, Lord. So we got about less than 20 people on the line. Hallelujah, in different areas. Nobody in the same room. And everybody is anointed. Everybody is being blessed. Everybody can feel the Holy Ghost. Everybody, hallelujah. You better hop on this train. Hallelujah. Praise God. I heard somebody say earlier about the early morning train. So y'all still waiting on that midnight train.
Right,
I'm trying to get on that early morning train. Right, hallelujah. I ain't trying to wait for midnight.
Lord, hallelujah.
It's too dark at midnight. Jesus told me don't do nothing at night because you can move at night time. So I'm waiting on that early morning train. It's a crack of dawn. I'm trying to get on the train. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I know they say the night time is the right time. Hallelujah, amen. But I'm going to sleep at night, hallelujah, and I'm waking up early in the morning. Hallelujah, amen, and getting on that early morning train.
Lord,
have mercy.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Hallelujah. Y'all got to excuse me, praise God. When I get excited, I can't calm down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those jokes are being broken. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you know you can't be yoked up with the devil and yoked up with God? He said, I'm trying to destroy that yoke. Hallelujah. I heard the man of God say this. Why would you go back to something I done brought you out of? Don't you know dogs do that?
Hey!
Dogs get sick. Dogs get sick to their stomach. And when what's bothering them comes out, they'll walk away from it and then turn right back around and go right back to it and eat it. Hallelujah, praise God. We need to quit acting like dogs and going back to the thing that was making us sick. Once he destroyed that yoke, we want to super glue the yoke back together and get some nails and some tape and some, Lord have mercy. Y'all know I ain't lying. Hallelujah. But once that yoke is destroyed, we need to leave it destroyed. Hallelujah, bless the Lord.
Yes.
And we need to, amen, be yoked up with the Lord. I'd rather be yoked. He say my yoke is easy. It's easy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now, let me call. The line is open. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony or prayer request, if you're out there on Facebook, if you're out there on YouTube, call into the line. I know you feel it where you at. Even if you're watching this on the recording, you still feel this where you at. Hallelujah. Don't act like you don't.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. The phone line is open. If you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request, hallelujah, or maybe, amen, you have some words of encouragement, maybe that word, hallelujah, maybe you feel like that word was just for you tonight. We want to hear about it. Hallelujah, the phone line is open. Praise God. Will there be one on tonight? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen, Mother. Amen.
First of all, I'm giving honor to God for that word. That a
yes,
dang
Lord.
Word. I don't
yes,
know about
Lord.
God, but that word was for me.
Yes, Lord.
Like the Lord said in his word, he said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If we grab a hold to God in the right way, hallelujah. We don't have to worry about not turning our necks. So that yoke will be broken. I just thank God for the word of God. And as the man of God was speaking, I feel the presence of God. I feel him now.
Finish.
I know that was an ordained word because I feel the yoke. I don't know about y'all. I feel things being broken.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I feel things being broken off of me. Like that, that like a tax cop, they break everything. I feel things coming off of my body. Because God,
hey, God.
Something for me, just from that word. That was a dang
yes,
word,
God.
And whoever didn't catch it, go back and listen to it, eat it, and digest it, regurgitate and eat it again. Because that was an ordained word. Thank you, man of God, for bringing that word. Thank you, Apostle. For doing what the Lord has called you to do, you know.
Amen.
And I know some. If I got it, somebody else got it. Y'all speak up for the Lord. We did it for the devil. Let's speak up for the Lord. Let's brag on our Father. Let's brag
Amen.
On him because this is a good God.
Yes, yes.
Accident, anything, cancer, anything, corona. Ain't nothing got nothing on God.
Amen.
God,
amen.
We just his creation. Y'all give God the glory for that word. Thank you.
Glory.
Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like
nobody.
Nobody, nobody, nobody. And if you want to brag on somebody, brag on your Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. Brag on him.
All right.
Hallelujah. I just want to tell y'all something. My heart was really, really did something for me tonight.
Yes.
My sister, she been here from Mississippi. Seemed like it took her 2 days to get out of Mississippi into California. I was so glad, you know, because I haven't seen my grandson in a while.
I'm so glad. He always followed him in prayer. I ain't mad.
It was a blessing. Did I see him? Y'all praise God and thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Opportunity. Say nice to you, your Lord. Pray for me.
Amen. Bless you, Mother. Bless you.
Amen. 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 Do we have another prayer request, another testimony on tonight? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Jackie Walker. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. That word was fire. Fire fall on me. That's how I felt tonight with that word. The anointing was so strong, it destroyed the yoke. But Bishop, every night has been fire. Every night has been anointed. I thank God for you. And I pray many, many blessings upon you, Bishop, because you is an awesome man of God, and you're a true man of God. And every word God gives you is just straight from the throne. And I just thank God for him just showing up and showing out every night and having his way. And I just pray, ask you to pray
thank
my kids in the Lord and pray for my family. And I love everybody on that line. And keep me in prayer as I keep you in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, prophet. Bless you, daughter. Bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
I have something to say about the word tonight. It just like
ahead,
all day like I had something on my neck and my shoulder. And then when we really got in the word, and God was just saying that he's going to destroy the yoke. He's going to break it.
Mm.
I feel like I've been lifted. You know, all the things I've been going with. And it's just like, it was kicked off.
Amen.
So, you know, I had to take it all up. And I said, Lord, I don't want to play church. I want to be the church. I want to be a part of the church. You know? Because if you play in church, you ain't getting healed. And I know I'm healed. Because God said he's healed. That's his word, he's healed.
I know I'm healed, too.
Just like I know he's going to send his word from all that I'm going through. You know, the weight is off my neck. You know, because once you start going through, you have the first thing to have is your neck. So I thank God for y'all, brothers. I tell you. And everything is on time. You bring the word,
yeah.
Brother, bring the song, and it just edify
yes,
our soul.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Mother.
And
bless
I need,
you.
I just need prayers that the Lord would give me back what I had to get rid of today. You know, I was trying to raise money to pay my sister and brother off, and I had to give it today to the court. So it's like every door I'm trying to open, the enemy trying to rob me, you know. I got a ticket came in the mail that I don't even know how I got it, but it came in the mail. It's just so much is going on. It's like every avenue is after me right now. But I still give God the praise.
Amen.
He said, though they split me, I'ma still trust you. I'ma still trust him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Mother, for that testimony and keep trusting in God. Hallelujah. He's gonna keep making
yes.
the way. Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah. You know, we gotta have
Amen.
Obstacle in the way we got to have some kind of obstacle in the way for God to work. Hallelujah, praise God. He got we got to have obstacles in the way for him to move them out the way. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Hey. Amen, because he don't always make a way, praise God. It's got to be a red sheet. Hallelujah. And all you got to do when you get to it is stretch out your hand. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have anybody else on the line on tonight with a testimony or a prayer request? Bless the Lord.
I just want to say how my soul was blessed tonight. And so this is a church family that's not afraid to praise God. And I like when you, you know, said that, you know, like, hallelujah. You know,
yes,
we be ashamed of him, he going to be ashamed of us. And I just thank God that, you know, when you praise, you know, you may not feel like praising. It may not, you know, you may be going through whatever you're going through, but you don't, might not feel like praising. But by the time you get through praising, you're going to feel better. Just praise him. And God is so good, and I couldn't have came to a better congregation than to have all of you. I know that we all in different states. I'm way out here in Nevada, Las Vegas, and wherever else you guys are at. But you know what? Prayer is not it's no distance in prayer. It's no distance. And we're all one. Like the people up in the upper room. They all came in. This line reminds me, every time I get on here, it seems like I'm going into that upper room. Yeah, because hallelujah. We gather, you know, we're gathering. And I just thank God for all of you guys. And just, I love you, sisters and brothers. I love you with all the love that God has put inside of me. And keep coming. As I keep coming here, and we can't lose. We can't lose. We're winners. We can't lose. Amen.
Step on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. We win, and that's all we do is win. Amen. I heard a song that you can't explain loss to somebody who ain't never did. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's all we do. The Bible say all things are working together for my good. So even when my enemies think I lost, hallelujah, they don't realize I won. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for you, sister, on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have anybody else on tonight? The line is open. Now is the time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God for everybody who called in on the night, everybody who tuned in on the night. Hallelujah, praise God. How many of you feel like the burden has been lifted off of your shoulders on tonight? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. You know, the Bible says my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Tonight we have got the knowledge that the burden we've been carrying ain't even out. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. And now we don't no longer have to carry something that don't belong to us. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on, my God.
Didn't your mama tell you keep your hands off of stuff that don't belong to you? Hallelujah. That's the devil's burden. Let him carry. Hallelujah. Praise God. He mad anyway. Hallelujah. Let him be mad. We can't help him because he's mad. Let him be mad. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for that yoke-breaking word. Hallelujah. On tonight, amen.
Yes.
Don't forget, amen, to get your seeds in the ground. If you ain't planting the seed, plant it. Hallelujah, amen. And wait for that harvest, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that came on tonight, everybody that tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Make sure y'all tune in. Seems like every night. If you're out there on YouTube, Facebook, hallelujah, every night we hear. Praise God. Giving God the glory, giving God the praise, magnifying his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we invite you to come back every night, worship with us. Call in. Hallelujah. Call in. Hallelujah. You can talk to the apostle. Amen. Praise God and fellowship. with the rest of the saints on the line. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you. I'm about to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he is going to dismiss us on tonight. Hallelujah. Apostle is back in your hands. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you, man of God. Bless you, my dear brother. Amen. I'm just so thankful tonight. Amen. I'm just so thankful to God tonight.
Amen.
How many of you just feel just so free in your spirit now? Hallelujah. How many of you can say that your shoulders really feel lighter? Hallelujah. And that your neck is free now.
Yes,
thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. Yes, amen. How many know that ain't nothing like a free neck, glory to God, when you can move it, move your neck?
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
That's what the Lord wants for us. Hallelujah. That's what he wants for us.